All right, so you know that feeling when you're finally about to book that trip you've been dreaming of? Super exciting, Richard.
Yeah, for sure.
But before you start packing those bags and picturing yourself on that beach, let's talk about something that could really save you some trouble and maybe even some money.
Okay. I'm
We're
listening.
going to deep dive into airline ticket scams.
Oh yeah, those are definitely out there.
So I think we've all seen them,
Yeah.
Those crazy cheap flight deals you see online.
Yeah, especially for like last minute trips.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like part of you wants to jump on it, but then there's that little voice in your head that's like, hold on, this just seems a little too good to be true.
Right, like what's the catch?
Exactly. So is that little voice right?
Well, a lot of times, yeah, those too good to be true deals are a huge red flag that it could be a scam.
Okay, so how does that even work? Like, how are they able to offer those prices?
Well, a lot of times what these scammers will do is they'll use stolen credit card information to buy the tickets. And then they'll resell them at like a huge discount to make it seem like you're getting this amazing deal.
So it's not just about losing money, you could actually be contributing to something illegal.
Exactly. And think about what happens when the real cardholder discovers the fraudulent charges.
Oh no.
Yeah, the airline might cancel the ticket, leaving you stranded. Maybe you're already at your destination, or even worse, like stuck in transit somewhere.
A vacation nightmare.
Right. And then the money you paid for that cheap ticket, poof, gone.
Okay, so what are some red flags we should be looking out for? Like, how can we tell if a deal is legitimate or if it's one of these scams?
Well, one thing to watch out for is the payment method.
Oh, okay.
Like, if they're really pushing for quick payment methods like cash or bank transfers,
Okay.
that's a red flag right there. Because think about it, reputable companies, they usually offer those secure payment options, like credit cards.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and always, always check the website carefully. Like, if it's an agency, is there even any contact information listed?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do they have real reviews, from actual customers? A legitimate company is going to want to be transparent and easy to reach.
So it's all about doing your research and trusting your gut.
Absolutely.
If something feels off, it probably is.
Right. Don't let the excitement of like getting a good deal cloud your judgment.
Exactly. Okay, so what's the safest way then to book flights?
The best thing you can do is book directly with the airline whenever possible.
Okay.
Or if you're using a travel agent, just make sure they're certified and reputable, like they have a good track record.
So it's like going to the source, to a trusted source, instead of taking a chance on a random website.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, imagine this. You're at the airport, your flight gets delayed or canceled, and you're scrambling to find a customer service number.
The worst.
Right. You quickly Google it and find a number that seems legit, but did you know that scammers can actually manipulate search results
Oh, yeah.
so that their fake customer support numbers show up at the top?
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Wait, so even the customer service number could be fake?
Yep, it's a really common tactic.
Wow.
And when you're already like stressed and flustered,
And they beat it.
you might not think twice before dialing that number.
Oh, for sure.
And they'll often sound super helpful and official on the phone,
Right.
but their goal is just to get your payment information.
Oh, no.
They might offer to, rebook your flight or make changes, but for a fee.
Yeah.
But it's all a sham. They'll take your money, and then you're left with, no solution to your original problem.
Wow, they're really preying on your vulnerability in those stressful
Yeah,
situations.
they know you're not thinking straight.
So, how do we make sure that we're reaching the real airline customer service?
Always verify the number. Like, go directly to the airline's app or
Okay.
their official website
Got it.
to find their contact information. Don't rely on a quick Google search, especially when you're in a panic.
It's so easy to just do that, though.
I know, but it just takes like a minute to double check, and it could seriously save you so much trouble.
That's a really good tip. I'm definitely going to keep that in mind.
Good.
Okay, so we've talked about the too good to be true deals and fake customer support numbers. What else should we be aware of?
You might be surprised to hear this, but even the website you're booking on could be a trap.
Oh,
We're
wow.
talking about fake airline websites.
See, I always thought that booking through a website was safer.
I know a lot of people think that.
So, how can you even tell if a website is fake?
Well, these scammers are getting so sophisticated, they create these websites that look almost identical to real airlines
Oh, wow.
or booking platforms. Like they use the same logos, the same branding, even the same web design.
So, how do they lure people in then?
They prey on that, our desire for a good deal.
Right.
They advertise those incredibly cheap prices that we talked about earlier. So you see a price that's significantly lower than everyone else. And, your brain might kind of overlook those little subtle warning signs.
So you get hooked by that promise of a cheap fare.
Exactly.
And what happened?
Well, that's when you start entering your information. Name, address, passport details.
Oh, jeez.
Some even ask for your social security number or like photos of you holding your passport.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like a gold mine for identity theft.
That's scary. Do they at least like try to make it seem legit? Do they give you like a confirmation or anything?
Oh, absolutely. They might send you like a fake confirmation email that looks completely authentic. So you think you've booked your flight, you're all excited. And then they either demand more money or they disappear with your information.
So how do we avoid falling for these fake websites?
Yeah.
What should we be looking for?
Always, always double check the URL.
Oh,
look for any misspellings or inconsistencies.
Oh, good point.
And again, be wary of those deals that are significantly lower than like the average price.
Yeah.
If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Right. Okay.
And be super cautious about the information that you're sharing. If they're asking for more than what's typically required, that's a big red flag.
This is starting to feel like a minefield.
Yeah.
It's like everywhere you turn, there's another scam waiting to pounce.
I know. It can feel that way, but it's important to be aware of the risks. But don't let it paralyze you from traveling.
Right, okay.
A little bit of knowledge and caution can go a long way in protecting yourself.
Okay, so we've covered fake tickets, fake customer support, and even fake websites. Is there anything else that they could be faking?
Believe it or not, even something as simple as an upgrade can be a scam.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a clever tactic. I never would have thought of that. How does that even work?
Well, it starts off pretty innocently.
Okay.
You're looking to upgrade your flight. So you search for the airline's number online. Maybe you click on like a sponsored ad.
Right.
Thinking it's a shortcut to customer service.
And you end up talking to a fake agent.
Exactly.
I'm starting to see the pattern here.
Yeah. You give them your booking details, thinking that you're dealing with a legitimate representative.
Right.
But here's where it gets tricky. They might actually cancel your original flight.
Oh, no.
And resell the voucher.
So you're left with no flight and no voucher.
It's a sneaky way to take advantage of people who are just trying to improve their travel experience.
That's awful. So how do we protect ourselves in this scenario?
Okay, first of all, be cautious about clicking on those sponsored ads.
Okay.
Because a lot of times they're not actually affiliated with the real airline.
Good.
And always, always double check that customer service number.
Right.
Go to the airline's website.
Got it.
Or like your booking confirmation to find their official contact info.
Okay, so always verify the source.
Exactly.
What else should we be aware of when it comes to these upgrade scams?
Well, here's another interesting point.
Okay.
Sometimes airlines actually make it really difficult to find their direct contact information.
Really?
Yeah. So you end up like scrolling through pages on their website, getting frustrated.
Right.
And that's when those sponsored ads start to look more and more appealing.
So they're almost indirectly pushing people towards those risky ads.
It's frustrating. I know. It seems like airlines could do more to make their contact information easily accessible.
I agree.
But for now, we just have to be extra cautious and make sure we're not falling into these traps.
All right. So we've covered fake tickets, fake customer support, fake websites, even fake upgrades. Are there any other sneaky tactics that they use?
Oh, plenty more.
Okay. Because I feel like I'm just getting started here.
Yeah, we've only just scratched the surface.
All right, well, stay tuned then, because we're going to delve even deeper into the world of airline ticket scams. After a quick break, we'll be right back with more tips and insights to help you stay safe and protect yourself.
All right, so before the break, we were talking about all the sneaky tactics that these scammers will use.
Oh, yeah, like everything from fake websites to even those fake upgrades.
Right, and we've honestly only just scratched the surface.
Well, let's keep going. What other scams should we be looking out for?
Okay, so let's talk about those sudden price increases.
Ooh, yeah.
You think you found a great deal, you're all excited,
uh-huh.
And then bam, you get hit with extra fees or a sudden fare hike.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. It's like you already feel like you've committed.
Right.
And you don't want to lose the trip, so you just kind of end up paying more than you originally planned.
Yeah, exactly. They prey on that, like, that fear and urgency.
Right.
You might get a call or an email claiming that there was a mistake with the fare or, like, some unexpected fee has come up.
And, of course, they need your payment information to fix the problem. So frustrating.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Legitimate airlines don't operate that way. They're not going to, like, suddenly jack up the price after you've already booked.
So, what's the best way to handle that situation? Like, if I get one of those calls or emails, what should I do?
First of all, don't panic.
Okay.
Don't give them any personal information or payment details over the phone or through email.
Okay.
Instead, hang up the phone or ignore the email and contact the airline directly yourself.
Using the number on my booking confirmation or their official website.
Exactly. Verify the information yourself. Don't just take their word for it.
Okay, good advice.
And speaking of suspicious emails, let's talk about another classic scam: fake cancellation emails.
Oh, I've heard horror stories about those. People showing up at the airport only to find out that their flight was never actually canceled.
Yeah, it's a nightmare scenario. These emails look so official, claiming your flight has been canceled due to like some unforeseen circumstances, and they create this sense of panic,
Right.
urging you to rebook immediately and often demanding a fee to do so.
And I bet the link they provide leads to a fake website where they can steal your information, right?
Bingo. But here's the key thing to remember. If an airline cancels your flight, they will rebook you for free.
That's a good point. So any email demanding payment to rebook is a huge red flag.
Huge. Yep. And if you do receive a like an unexpected cancellation email, don't click on any links or attachments.
Okay.
Just contact the airline directly, again, using the number on your booking confirmation or their official website.
Okay, so verify, verify, verify.
That's the golden rule.
It's like a mantra.
It is. It's all about being cautious and just taking those extra steps to protect yourself.
All right, good advice.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about a scam that's like a little bit more technical. Have you ever experienced a declined card payment when booking a flight?
Oh, yeah, I hate when that happens.
Oh, it's the worst, right?
Yeah, it's so stressful, especially if you're trying to do a time-sensitive flight.
That's exactly the kind of like emotional state that they want you in.
Oh.
You go to book your flight on what seems like a legitimate website. You enter your payment information and then bam, your card is declined.
So what's actually happening there? Is it really my card that's being declined?
Not necessarily. This is where the scam comes in.
Okay.
They create that sense of panic
Right.
and then they offer a solution.
Oh.
They'll suggest using an alternative payment method.
Oh.
Like a
Got one.
wire transfer or a money order, maybe even cryptocurrency.
Because those are totally untraceable.
Exactly. So you send your money, they disappear, and you're left with no flight and a much lighter wallet.
So, are there any ways to avoid falling for this trap? Like, how can you tell if it's a legitimate declined card or a scam?
Again, it just comes down to being cautious and doing your research.
Okay.
Before you enter any payment information, make sure the website has a secure connection.
Okay.
Look for the HTTPS in the URL and that little padlock icon in the address bar.
Right, that little padlock is our friend.
It is. And whenever possible, book directly through the airline's website.
Are they?
That's always the safest option.
But what if you do decide to use a third-party website? What should you look out for?
Make sure it's a reputable one.
Okay.
Check for reviews from other travelers
Right.
and make sure that their contact information is clearly displayed on their website. Like if you can't easily find a phone number or an email address, that's a
Yeah.
red flag. Okay, so be cautious, verify the website, and stick to secure payment methods.
You got it. Now, are you ready for a rapid-fire round of other scams to watch out for?
Ooh, rapid fire round. Bring it on. I'm feeling like a scam-busting pro at this point.
All right, so watch out for robocalls or social media posts offering free vacations.
Okay.
Be wary of any emails claiming you've won a travel voucher or a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
So basically, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Exactly. And remember, if you haven't entered any contests or giveaways,
Right.
you're not going to suddenly win a free vacation.
Yeah.
Don't fall for those tempting promises because they're just trying to lure you to fake websites or collect your personal information.
Okay, I'm making a mental note of all of these scams.
Good.
We've covered so much ground already. Fake tickets, fake websites, shady payment schemes. Is there anything else they could possibly throw at us?
Well, there's one more scam we need to discuss, and this one might surprise you.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Have you ever posted a picture of your boarding pass on social media? You know, that classic, like, yay, I'm going on vacations.
I have to admit, I've been guilty of that in the past. What's so dangerous about that? It's just a boarding pass, right?
Well, it's more than that. That six-digit code on your boarding pass, the PNR code,
Okay.
that can be used to access your itinerary and your personal information.
Oh, wow.
And all someone needs is your name and that code to potentially cause some serious havoc.
So someone could, like, mess with my flight or steal my information just from a photo?
It's one of those things that most people don't even think about,
right?
But it's a real risk. I actually tested this vulnerability myself once, just out of curiosity.
Really?
And I was shocked at how much access I gained with just a name and a PNR code.
Wow, you've officially freaked me out now. So what's the verdict? No more boarding pass selfies.
It's best to just avoid sharing them online altogether.
Okay.
But if you really can't resist, at least obscure the sensitive information like your name and that PNR code.
Okay, so cover up that code, or better yet, just skip the selfie altogether.
Exactly. Better safe than sorry. Right.
Right. So we've covered a lot of ground here, from fake tickets to fake websites to dangerous boarding pass selfies. It seems like there's a scam lurking around every corner.
It can feel overwhelming, I know, but remember, awareness is your best defense.
Okay.
We've talked about a lot of different scams today, but the key takeaways are pretty simple.
Okay, let's hear it.
Always double check information.
Okay.
Verify sources.
All right.
And if something feels off, trust your instincts.
And don't let the fear of these scams keep you from traveling. Just be smart and conscious.
Exactly. A little bit of knowledge and awareness can go a long way in protecting yourself.
Man, that was a wild ride through the like underbelly of the travel world.
Yeah, it kind of makes you want to like double check all your bookings, right?
Seriously, though, after this deep dive into airline ticket scams, I feel like I could spot a shady deal a mile away.
You and me both. But it's sad that we even have to worry about this stuff, you know?
Absolutely. We've covered so much, like fake tickets, fake websites, those sneaky upgrades, even just sharing your boarding pass online. It can be a little overwhelming.
It can be, yeah.
But I think the biggest takeaway here is that, like, knowledge is power.
Well, absolutely. The more you know about these scams, how they work, what to look out for, the better prepared you'll be.
Exactly. So before we wrap things up, let's just do a quick recap of those essential tips, you know, for scam-proof travel.
Okay. Sounds good.
Where should we start?
Well, first things first, book directly with the airline whenever possible.
Okay.
Or use a reputable travel agent.
Right. Got it.
And steer clear of those, like, super tempting deals from shady websites or those random social media ads.
Yeah, if it seems too good to be true.
It probably is.
Exactly. What else?
Double check everything. Seriously, verify those website URLs, customer service numbers, any emails you get that say they're from the airline. Just take a second to confirm before you click anything or give away your info.
Okay, so be like a verification ninja.
Exactly. Always be on the lookout.
Love it. Now, what about payment methods? Any red flags there?
Oh, for sure. Be wary of anyone asking for payment via wire transfer, money order, cryptocurrency, or gift cards.
Got it.
Those methods are usually untraceable. So if you do get scammed, it's really hard to get your money back.
That makes sense. So stick with those secure payment systems, you know, through the airline's official website or a trusted travel agent.
Yep, that's the safest bet.
All right. And last but not least,
trust your gut. If something feels off, don't ignore that feeling.
Yeah.
Better to be safe than sorry, right?
100%. So basically, we're talking be skeptical, do your research, verify everything, use secure payment methods, and listen to those instincts.
You got it.
And, you know, a little caution never hurts, especially when it comes to something as important as travel.
That's right. We don't want people to be afraid of traveling.
No, definitely not.
We just want to empower them to do it safely and confidently.
Exactly. There are so many amazing places to explore out there, and we don't want these scams to, like, ruin that experience for anyone.
I think that's a perfect note to end on.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive into airline ticket scams. I feel so much more prepared to navigate the world of travel now.
Me too. And remember, knowledge is your best defense out there.
Couldn't agree more. So stay informed, stay vigilant, and happy travels, everyone.
Happy travels.
That's it for this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful and helpful.
We'll see you next time.
Remember to subscribe and stay tuned for more fascinating deep dives coming soon. Until next time. Stay curious and keep exploring.